Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to Inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on KNBR.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco, and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. We're also brought to you by Rita's of Hayward, serving Italian ice and frozen custard. Today from AT&T Park in San Francisco, we go into the Giants clubhouse and hear from Giants outfielder Angel Pagan. Angel, you guys have been battling so hard trying to make the postseason. Can you put your finger on maybe, you know, just a couple things that you need to do here in these last six games to make it happen? You're going to, you know, battle the Mets, the Cardinals. You're going to have to win some of these games against the Rockies and the Dodgers.
I mean, we just have to find a way to do it. You know, we are all in the same position. You know, we're all tired. We're all grinding. But the teams that get to the postseason are the teams that find a way to grab that wild card and win that game. So that's where we're at right now. We got six playoff games, I will say, you know, they're all important, but we're just going to take one at a time. So tonight's game is the most important one.
We'll get back to the conversation with Angel Pagan of the Giants right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
You seem to embrace these moments, and a lot of players on this team, because you guys have been successful in these moments. What do you see as the, you know, the key to that? What makes you succeed when you have to in these kind of, you know, grinding, pressure type situations?
We just got a different characters here that they would like to play on the fire. You know, they whenever we need to execute, we'll do it. We're not afraid to. And I think that's the beauty of this clubhouse right here, man, that we're all in. You know, we're all in this together, and we're going to push each other to reach as far as we can reach.
More with Giants outfielder Angel Pagan right after this.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at six Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family. After all, this is a family business started by two nice Italian boys, Ken Toscanini and Vince Ippolito, who combine their skills, knowledge, passion for cars, and their names to create Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With four Marin locations, plus the marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
You have, you know, newcomers that came in and they were trying to blend in with the team. You know, changes made at the trade deadline. How'd you feel that went? Did it take a little while for some of the guys like Will Smith and Matt Moore and even Eduardo Nunez to just kind of kick into being a Giant?
It always does. You know, I think I go back to, and I always said this, when I came from the Mets. I came over here, and we had a great team, but it took a little bit from spring training to the season to get used to each other. Because in spring training, you don't play with each other all the time. You know, you have to get ready, but when the season starts, that's when really the chemistry have to come together. Sometimes it takes longer than others, but they already went through that. We all, you know, we love them. You know, they feel part of this team, and that's what exactly what we need them to feel like. You know, that they've been here for a long time, and they're not new here anymore.
You know, people talk about baseball being a game of failure, and it really is, because if you're hitting 300, you're failing 7 out of 10 times. But for you guys, you were just rolling along into the All-Star break. After that, it's been struggle time for the Giants. You guys, it seems like at times you've been frustrated by it. How do you guard against that, even when you get to here the last week? You know, you can be really frustrated about the way things have gone, the way it looked before the All-Star break. So how do you guard against it?
by not trying to do more than we can do. I think that was our mistake. You know, things wasn't going good, and we were trying harder and harder. And we can do just as much as we can do. We cannot try to do more than that, because then that will become a mistake, and we'll get out of proportion, and things will fall in pieces. So we just got to go out there and execute the way we know how to do it.
More with Angel Pagan in just a moment. We all know the Giants season has fluctuated between being very hot and, just after the All-Star break, cold. At least they're not boring. So what about your dessert experience lately? Same old, same old? How about trying a unique, refreshing, frozen dessert from Rita's Ice of Hayward? Rita's is sure to please everyone, offering sugar-free, dairy-free, and all-natural treats. Over 70 flavors of Italian ice to choose from, and 8 flavors of their award-winning frozen custard. The combinations are endless. And this is a cold experience Giants fans can embrace. When you stop by Rita's Ice of Hayward at 26775 Hayward Boulevard, be sure to mention the Sports Virus and you'll receive 1 free regular size Italian ice with a purchase. Rita's Ice of Hayward, Italian ice and frozen custard.
I wanted to ask you about Jose Fernandez. It's really sad to see a 24-year-old pitcher like that with so much talent pass away in a tragic way. And he played the game with a lot of emotion. You play it that way as well. What did you notice about him? What's everybody in baseball going to miss about Jose Fernandez?
Well, his personality, I guess. You know, he was a big ambassador in Miami. You know, a lot of people love him, not only teammates, but the fan base, you know, loved him because he had a personality that you have to love him. You know, he's a great kid, 24-year-old with a lot of energy that you could see every time he pitched. You know, even when we faced him, we could feel that energy. We could feel that edge that he was trying to tell you that I'm gonna give a great chance to my team to win. So that's the type of player he was. And man, it was a very unfortunate situation because I mean, probably the best. One of the best pitchers in the game right now with an amazing future. So the only thing we could, you know, was left is to think what could have been done. But, you know, rest in peace, and hopefully he's in a better place.
Yeah, I mean, you really have to feel for his family. And even just, like you said, in Miami, he was so popular. They were drawing big, big crowds every time he would pitch. I mean, it's just hard to accept that he's gone.
It is. I mean, a young kid, full of energy, 24 years old, you had a big life ahead of you, and that's why you never know, you know, when is your dead end. You know, that's why you got to live your life to the fullest, and whenever it happens, I mean, it's going to happen, but you will never wait that something like that happened to a kid that was so good of a kid and had so big of a future. So It's a very big loss for MLB.
And I guess it does make you appreciate every day of life and every day on the field, you know, that you had told me that once before because, you know, being out, you really appreciated the game when you got back to play again. I mean, I'm sure you feel like that every day.
For sure. You see stuff like that, you know, you know, my father always taught me that, I mean, I don't know how this will sound, but you don't only learn from your mistakes or things that happen to you, but things that happens to other. And I'm a fisherman myself, and I always cruising in my boat and stuff like that, and that tells me that I have to be careful every time I go out there, no matter if it's daylight, nighttime. You have to be careful and just do everything the right way. I don't know what they were doing or anything. I'm not speculating or anything, but like, I'm just saying that mistakes or things that happen to other people, you learn and get better. So it's unfortunate that we have to learn this way, you know, in a tragic situation, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, what your dad said is really true. Angel, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this last week of the season.
Thank you very much.
That's Giants outfielder Angel Pagan. Join us again on Friday. We'll have our final regular season podcast. And Tim Flannery, the former third base coach for the Giants and current analyst for Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area and MLB Network, he'll be our guest. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on knbr.com.